Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat, and what if we didn't feel like everything is important but nothing gets done? What if we, as women, stop feeling the guilt of thinking we need to spend more time with the kids and what we do is never enough? Friends, it's enough. Quality over quantity, but man, that is a hard lesson to learn, and the guilt is real. So real. What if we didn't constantly feel exhausted? Like you're running a marathon that never ends. We all know that cycle of overwhelm, exhaustion, crashing. Maybe it's binge watching TV under the blankets, right? Only to start the new day with the same overwhelming feeling of being spread too thin because, let's face it, our to-do list is staring right back at us. I think this is hard. And I think this has to do with our relationship with time. Like we talked about in episode 504, we as humans are just terrible at estimating time. So what if the feeling of being time famished is really more of a mindset? These are some affirmations or mantras, whatever you want to call them, that I have decided to start telling myself to upgrade my time mindset, if you will. And I wanted to share them with you. The first is, I don't feel guilty. This is important when my mind starts going down the path of spending time in places that I cannot be for whatever reason. The second one is, if you know what's important, it's easier to say no to what's not. This is helping me prioritize my days and my weeks to align with either a big goal or my North Star. I have a free download that helps me create my ideal day over at katiejeffcoat.com/blog, and that keeps this top of mind for me. The next is, there is always enough time for what is important. Yep, this is a kicker. This mantra reminds me that I'm in control. Now, you might be thinking, I work 50 hours a week, I don't have the luxury of controlling my time, but I would argue that you can identify what is important in those non-work hours. And look at how you spend that time. So go back to episode 504 on time auditing and see if that helps. And lastly, I am not available for feeling overwhelmed. This reminds me that feeling busy or overwhelmed is really just a feeling, and I'm in charge of my feelings. I reframe it to be abundant. I remind myself that I'm making choices on how I spend my time. If I feel busy and balanced, then I'm living in my intentional margins where all that fulfillment lives. I hope these affirmations gave you a little insight to how my mind works, and maybe you can copy mine or make your own to reflect on how you're feeling in this, shall we dare say, busy time of life. And remember, there's always enough time to spread kindness. If you're interested in having a guide to create your intentional day, you can pop over to my website and download it for free. The link is in the show notes.